The Cultural and Outdoors Resources Finance Division will come to order. Those of you here who are here for Ag Finance, please, if you could take the conversations out to the hallway. Representative Murphy, we have a bill to take care of here, to pass out of committee, and would you like to move your bill?
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of House File 2229 as amended, be recommended to pass, and send on to the Finance Committee.
Representative Murphy has moved House File 2229 as amended to pass and be sent to the Finance Committee. I believe, Representative Murphy, you have an amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of A1.
I'll second that.
Yes. Representative Murphy moves the A1 amendment. Representative Erdahl provides the unnecessary second. Thank you. Representative Murphy, I believe the amendments are being passed out, and as the audience descends like locusts on the table...
They don't need to descend at this time. It's just a simple little amendment that was Representative Solberg's bill on broadcasting, and basically it's a housekeeping thing in that it changes the grant to an annual basis instead of a twice a year kind of thing, and if they don't use the money in the first year, it can be held over for the second year.
Okay. Representative Murphy has moved the A1 amendment. Are there any questions, any discussions from the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Representative Murphy, if you would like to say a few things about your... Representative Murphy, it appears that we have another amendment to your bill.
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, this is... All right. Representative Murphy...
If you remember, how about... 2229... was just on libraries, and then last week we amended the 14 other agencies, organizations that we fund onto that, and today was this little broadcasting.
One last addition. If you would like to speak to your bill, Representative Murphy, and then we'll see if there are any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I don't have additional statements in particular to make, except that this bill does cut 7.8% from the general fund through cuts and shifts. The shifts were for the library and delayed payments is what we're calling them this year, I guess. But we contribute $12.1 million to the budget solution for the upcoming biennium. As I said last Wednesday, we listened to the agencies that came before with them, and I think that this bill does leave them with enough to proceed and move forward to continue their service to all Minnesotans. And these are difficult times for all of us, for our communities and our people in our state, and we are sharing the financial deficiency, yet I think it preserves the mission of all the organizations.
Thank you.
No one has contacted us to speak on the bill, so...
Thank you, Representative Murphy. I don't see any questions up here from committee members. In that case, Representative Murphy renews her motion to pass House File 2229 as amended on to Finance, and all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion prevails. House File 2229 is on its way to Finance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good work, committee.
And Representative Murphy, that was item 2 on our agenda today, I believe. And for item 3, I will turn the microphone and gavel back over to you.
What about item 1?
we called to order. I definitely did that. Oh, sure. The minutes. Representative Davis moves the minutes of the previous meeting. Any questions on the minutes? Any discussion? Representative Howe.
I could ask for a roll call in the minutes if you were looking for a
time. Representative Howe, the chair is going to leave that up to you. All those in favor of the minutes from the previous meeting, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The minutes are adopted. Representative Murphy, I return the gavel to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I don't know. I know there's competition today for many time periods, but as we proceed, now that our bill is on its way, I want to tell you that we have a lot of work still to do on the constitutional amendment funding and the developing the framework. There are framework bills that are moving through the Environment Committee that deal with and other committees, the Outdoor Heritage Fund bill is moving on, coming from, it's in not government operations, Phyllis Kahn's committee, state government finance, and I think it's coming from there to environment, but I'm not sure. It's going from there to finance and then to environment, I think. And then there's the clean water bills. And are there two, is there, or is drinking water part of the clean water bill, Representative Genius?
We will have a proposal to you on by Wednesday. We're going to hopefully pass it out tomorrow, one on parks and trails and one on water money. Okay. So total.
Okay. So two bills will be coming on Wednesday. Okay. And we don't have a bill out there on arts and culture and history and everything else vital to the world that it seems like I'm up to. If we had $425 million, we would be satisfying everyone that has commented to me about what they need. And that being said, I would like to remind everyone that for the 2010-2011 biennium, at the most, it's projected to come into that fund, arts, culture, history. The most that could come in is $95 million. And funds haven't been coming in. Sales tax money hasn't been coming in to the state in those numbers yet, in the projected numbers. And what's going to happen by July, I don't know. In this year, 2010, or in the 2010 year, it was projected $46,232,000. And if those numbers don't, if people don't start spending, which they can't do if they keep getting laid off, we're not going to have that much money. So let's get realistic when you're writing things down and saying how much you need or how much you could use or what happens if you only get 50%. But I want to talk, I want to start the discussion today with some of you. We've heard many, many things But have we heard many ideas that have come forth, but do we know what culture is? And do we know what history is? Do we know what arts are? Now, I know in our goals, we said we wanted to continue to use existing ways of doing things and existing functional groups that are granting, making grants and so forth. But does everything fall under the existing group that could be eligible for arts and culture and history and civics and libraries and zoos? We still have to answer that question, and we still have to answer the question, what if there's a great need out in Minnesota that crosses all the boundaries of the fund? What are we going to do? Do we have to justify the need for the Outdoor Heritage Fund and the Clean Water Fund and the Parks and Trails Fund and the Arts and Culture Fund? Or does one idea say, hey, this qualifies for all four funds, or this qualifies for three of the four funds, or this qualifies for two of the funds, and therefore it should be funded 75%, 25%, or 25%, 25%, 25%, or this year we'll do it out of one fund, and next year we'll do it out of the other, and the following year we'll do it out of the other. Got any ideas? That's what I thought. Representative Davis, will you take your people and caucus those two questions in a whole? And I will take my people and caucus, and the rest of you, if you want to caucus those issues, form in your groups that you started out with this year, or form in new groups. Meet new friends. And I only need one answer from each group. What about the four funds? What if something crosses the boundaries of more than one fund? How should that be dealt with? What should be included? In arts and arts education, what should be included? In culture, what should be included? In history, okay. This meeting is adjourned.